It's 8:13. The Chris Moyle Show. Let's bring in Hayden Panettiere and meet her.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks.
You look $1 million.
Thank you, that's very sweet.
That's
I'm going to put my little headphones on.
Put your little headphones on.
My little headphones. How do they look?
Aren't you little? You're wee. You're so much. You know, I've got a TV that's bigger than you. On my TV, you're bigger than that.
I think, I know, but people tell me all the time, I'm like, oh God, do I really look that big on TV?
No, not big, but just tall. How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Me too.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I am. We have so much in common.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm 5'2".
5'2", okay.
And there are other things that we have in common.
Okay.
Which we'll discover as we go on. So you were out last night doing this meet and greet thing.
Yeah, we were. It went really well. It was really fun.
Did you get to bed late, or did you get some sleep, or?
You know, it's just been such a crazy schedule in like 3 different countries within a week. So we've definitely been tired. I'm hearing myself echo in here. It's good.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
That'll be better now.
Oh, there we go.
See.
It's been hectic, and we were definitely wiped last night. We tried to make it to dinner, but I wound up falling asleep on the bus.
Like, Rachel was there last night, our producer.
Yeah, she was.
She was there for the free wine.
Yes, and the
so were a lot of people, I think.
So what time did you get to bed last night?
Probably around 2?
You dirty stuff.
Like you.
Yeah, I got to bed at 2. Mm.
Maybe it was like 1. It could have been like 1.
It could have been 3.
It could have been 3.
And then up early for this.
And then up at the crack of dawn, yes.
And what's the deal with this film crew following you around, just filming you constantly?
You know, I think it's just for the world tour. They're like, you definitely win the Entourage award for the most people. You beat 50 Cent, and I was like, oh my God.
Elton John came in and had 2 people. Mm. And you have 14.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, but it's not you, though, is it? You don't. It's not, you know, you aren't demanding these
No.
people.
Yes, I need a total of 14 people with me at all times now.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know all their names?
Maybe.
So you're on this. How long are you in London for?
We're here till the 3rd.
Okay, so at least a few days. Have you been here before?
I've been here before.
Right.
Yeah, we have a pretty mellow day today, actually. We go to the London Eye at 12:30.
I wouldn't have said that if I were you. Now the London Eye will be full of people at 12:30.
Well, you know, they can come say hi. We'd love to see them.
You know, once you get on that London Eye, there ain't no getting off until you go all the way around.
Adrian actually was telling me the other day how Slade, his son Slade, was on the London Eye with him, and he's going, this is so boring, I want to puke.
It's about 45 minutes, isn't it, to go around? Yeah. It's good, though.
But you know what? A view?
Take your camera.
It'll be awesome. It'll be rad. I'm excited.
So you've been here... Have you been here before on work or been here before on holiday, vacation?
I've been here before on work. I was doing a publicity thing for something a while ago.
I love that movie, Something. Mm. It's really good. You're very good in that.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to Something Part 2.
Me too.
Yeah. That'll be great.
Should be fun.
So I hope you get to enjoy London a little bit. I hope you get some. Something tells me, though, you're not going to get much of a break.
You know what? We're actually here for the Comic-Con as well.
Right.
I think all of us might be staying. And so we're going to actually have a couple days to relax. We get off early tomorrow.
Is Comic-Con just like a big room full of geeks?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But you know what? They've got a really good sense of humor about it. They make fun of themselves.
Well, they need to because they're geeks. Because they don't have much going for them. They need a sense of humor.
Well, they definitely do have that. They definitely know it. They're not oblivious to it.
Right.
Which is nice.
And the rest is sounding naive. Is Comic-Con a comic convention?
Yes. Mm. A comic book convention.
Right, I'm with you.
But then it also spreads out to other things like, you know, Heroes and Lost.
Right, I'm with you.
Yeah, we've had big ones. We went to the Comic-Con. It's in San Diego this year. It's crazy. It's huge.
Yeah.
Massive.
That's like HQ for the geeks.
Is it?
Yeah.
It was like Fantastic Four was there, Veronica Mars. You know, just shows in that genre. Anything around there.
Nerd Central.
Luke. No, <I'm losing. laughs> And you can find yourself a man there. I bet there'd be loads of single men.
Wow, you know, I definitely will look into it. We'll line them up and I'll pick.
Are you dating anybody at the moment?
I am.
Oh, you look
we're in a different country, though, okay?
Yeah, but I could be your London thing.
Well, okay. You know? We'll work it out.
You know, you come to London, we go for dinner and whatever, and then you go home again.
Absolutely.
There you go.
I'm all for it.
The beard, by the way, makes me look older.
And homeless.
Not homeless.
We have that in common as well. Also 18, right?
I'm 18.
No, not the beard, the age.
Yeah, I just turned 18 last week, in fact.
Are you a Leo?
Yeah, I'm a Leo. I've got a tattoo of the Leo thing on my...
Leo Sayer.
No, not Leo Sayer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you've got one too.
Oh, my God.
So am I.
Crazy.
We've got so much in common. Oh, this is amazing. You two, Leo.
No.
That's so weird.
I know. Small world.
And crazy. My middle name is Hayden.
Your middle name is Hayden?
Yeah.
Wow, my middle name's not Hayden, but my first name is.
Well, that's the connection, you see.
That is the connection.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, well, let's play a record and then hang out and relax and chill.
Definitely. And by the way, I got my Starbucks.
I won't let anybody from the entourage in, so you're free from them if you want. So if you want to slag them off while we play a record, that's fine, because they won't be able to hear you.
Woo!
Because you've been spending all this time with them, they've been filming you, and now you can let it all out.
I will. Let it rip.
Yeah. Let it rip.
Let it rip.
Let it rip. Right, Hayden is here. It's 20 past 8. Let's play this. Scouting for girls, and she's so lovely. No! Hayden, off the air during the record, just said a rude word.
I'm
absolutely...
Did
not. Yes, you did.
You did.
Potty mouth. I'm appalled by such behaviour from such a young, innocent cheerleader that you are.
She's gone down in your estimations now.
Disgraceful. Actually, no, she's gone up in my estimations now. Now I like you even more.
Oh, good.
We've got a jingle which sings your name.
Sings my name?
Yeah, yeah. Specially commissioned.
Yeah, because you're a guest.
True. The Chris Moyle Show. Today
with Hayden Panettiere. There you go. Clever, right?
Wow, I can't believe anyone actually fit my name.
Is the pronunciation correct?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, just in case we got it wrong, we did have a backup. The Chris Moyle Show. Today with Claire the cheerleader. Just in case.
You know what? That's very smart. Well, very
you.
Clever.
But Panettiere is right.
Yeah.
There you go. See? The Chris Brilliant. Moyle Show. Today with Hayden
Panettiere. That's nice. Class. International Radio
1. Right, let's go through your notes that I have on you. And then I'll ask some kind of really... Well, we might do a game later with you.
All right.
If you're up for it.
I'm up for it.
If you're not, fine, because you might be tired. But if you are, great.
I think I'm up for it.
It's like a quiz.
Yeah.
I think I'm up to win.
It's based on your character in Heroes, but with a slight twist.
A slight twist.
Yeah. We've called it Shave the Cheerleader, Shave the World.
I think I'm shaved. I think I'm pretty.
Right.
Pretty smooth.
Well, the idea is we have a competition, and if I win, I get to shave you.
All right, well, then better win.
It's an element of risk.
Cool. I better win.
But if you win, you get to shave me.
That sounds really, really wrong.
There's nothing rude about that. It's shaving the hair.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Fine.
You got what I meant, right?
Oh, yeah.
You understand.
Definitely.
And Hayden, the game will be, which part do you want to shave? There's a lot to shave.
I heard.
What do you mean by that?
What?
What do you mean by
man?
That? I'm not that hairy. Well, look at your face.
Quite
alone.
Hairy, you know.
All right, I have a bit of a beard going at the moment, and I have a hairy chest, but that's it. I don't have a hairy back,
hairy
or
legs,
hairy legs, or
you
anything
do,
like that.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Let's take that shirt off. Let's see.
You go first.
No, you don't want to see.
God, you stop treating me like I'm a piece of meat.
I'm treated like a piece of meat all the time.
No, listen, I'm a human being. I've got feelings. Stop staring at my boobs. So we might do, you know, shave the cheerleader later.
Okay.
All right. No. All right, true or false, then, these are things about you.
Okay. Shoot. Let's hope I know it.
Hayden has strong opinions on privileged young celebrities like Lindsay Lohan and their habits. She doesn't like Lindsay Lohan.
Well, that's a bold statement. I don't know about not liking anybody, I think.
Do you hate her?
I don't hate her,
Do you think she's a moron?
No, that's a horrible thing
to tell. Do you think she's a loser?
No.
Do you call her Lindsay Loser behind her back?
No.
When she was in Herbie, did you call it Herbie Crap?
I don't think so. I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't recall seeing.
Cross that one off then, shall we?
Do you have strong opinions on privileged young celebrities?
I don't have. I wouldn't necessarily say strong opinions. I have a strong opinion on how I would like to behave and appear. And
I have opinions on how I'd like you to behave.
I have a feeling this is going to be
a bit
more.
No, it's
shoot. Right. Let's hear.
No. Trust me, you don't want to hear it.
No, go on.
No.
Go on.
It stays locked up here. For legal reasons more than anything else.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm legal now, which is...
That's not what I was meaning.
It's 28 minutes past 8.
But thanks for pointing that out.
Worse for me, good for you.
Hey, tell you what. Oh, it's great for you. Trust me. It's the highlight of your life. You can drink here.
I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't drink back home. You're still too young to drink.
That's true.
But here you can drink.
Yeah.
You can go crazy.
I was raised in that European sense where if we wanted a glass of wine at dinner, we were allowed to have it. And I just never really liked the taste of alcohol, so I don't drink.
You don't drink?
I don't drink.
Oh, you have so much in common.
Yeah, I don't drink.
I mean, seriously, so far, you're both a Leo, you're both teetotal.
A beer? I don't even know what a beer is.
Right.
Yeah, what? You have two dogs named Penny Lane and Madison.
I do. Oh, you're making me miss them. They're so cute.
I love dogs too. Mm. That's another thing we have in common.
Mm. Anything else?
What?
That we have in common.
Yeah, we're both hot.
Ow!
Penny Lane and Madison. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
They're both rescue dogs, and Penny Lane we got first from a pound in New York, and she came with the name Penny Lane, and I thought it was cool, so we didn't change it. And then Madison, she's this little ball of white fluff, and she kind of is very prissy, so I thought Madison, no offense to anyone named Madison, but just nice. For a dog, like, you know, Madison, ooh, it's a she name.
Yeah, but then when you're out, if you go out in the park with the dogs and Madison runs away, you have to stand there and shout very loudly, Madison, where are you, Madison? Mm.
Right, but she's, you know, you can hear her from a mile away. She likes to think she's a very big dog, and she attacks people.
Yap, are they yappy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Penny's not, but she's definitely yappy.
Okay. Your hobbies are singing, dancing, horse riding. Stop me if any of these are not true. Gymnastics. Who does gymnastics as a hobby?
I don't know. I think it's more of a sport I did when I was younger. I was a gymnast. I was at one point a swimmer. I played volleyball and softball.
God, so did I.
Like horse and box activity.
This is unbelievable.
You were a gymnast?
Yeah.
That is rad.
Yeah.
What was your main thing that you liked to do?
He used to stand there and people used to jump over him.
Shut up. What was yours?
I preferred... floor.
I preferred it on the floor as well.
There you go.
Wow. Maybe we could...
You prefer it on the floor, did you say?
Yeah. The gymnastics.
Right.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
I like to do it on the floor. Mm. With lots of people watching. In a big hall.
Mm. And they all give them scores at the end on boards.
I used to get scored very highly. People used to travel for miles around to watch me do it on the floor.
Well, let's see.
What?
There's a hallway.
I'll do it with you. Mm. I'm not doing it on my own. That would be embarrassing.
Why?
What?
Come on.
No.
Please.
Will you stop? Please. Stop undressing me with your eyes. These are also your other hobbies, which I really like. I don't know who made these notes, but they're very funny. Singing, dancing, hanging out with friends, horse riding, gymnastics, piano, swimming, and getting her nails done.
What?
As a hobby.
Hanging out with my friends is a hobby.
Yeah,
I
it's
love
a hobby.
It. Great.
I like piano swimming. That sounds fun.
Piano swimming is brilliant. Mm.
I played piano at one point. I do enjoy singing. I think singing on that was the only... Singing and acting might be the only two really hobbies on that. I don't think getting your nails done is a hobby. Mm.
Getting my nails done is a hobby for me.
Well, whatever floats your boat.
Thanks very much. That's a lie, by the way. All right, well, we've got to do the news, and then we'll play a record, and then we'll be back with more of Hayden Panettiere.
Sexy.
Thanks. If I say it quickly, then Panettiere. I might get it right. Panettiere.
There you go.
Which means baker.
Does it?
Apparently. Mm-hmm. Apparently.
It's Italian. Panettiere.
I'm Italian. I am. I'm half Italian.
Loyal?
Yeah.
His real name is Gino Ginelli.
Yeah. Gino Ginelli is my real name.
Okay.
I changed it when I moved here.
Yeah.
Where in Italy are your family from?
I am from, from Italy.
From, where in Italy?
Rome.
Rome. Cheers, Dave. I'm from Rome, yeah.
He's a Roman.
And I left there when I was...
six.
Yeah. But I'm the heir to a big ice cream fortune. Mm.
Gelato fortune?
Yeah.
It's a load of fortune.
Yeah, toffee
fortune. Gelato fortune?
It's a load of money. Yeah. So, Gino Ginelli.
Mm.
That's very Italian.
My favourite flavour is toffee Fuji.
Mm.
Toffee?
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Isn't it? I'm going to move on. Even I don't know what I'm talking about. Right, more from Hayden in a bit, and we'll do some news and sport next. The Chris Moyle Show. Today with Claire the cheerleader. How many hours a day did you have to spend in the cheerleader outfit?
Well, I could only work 10.5 hours, so 10.5 hours,
why
and now I can work. Because it's child labor laws when from, like, I think it's 16 to 18, you can work 10.5 hours, and then 18, you can work as long as they bloody well want you to work.
So you shouldn't have told them, and then you could have been having shorter days.
I know.
Than everybody else.
I know.
That's a long day.
Yeah.
That's a long day.
10.5 hours is still a long
day.
Yeah,
it is. Mm. Even for adult people.
Mm. And I had to go to school. It was craziness.
Yesterday I worked for almost 4 hours.
Non-stop?
No, I had a break.
Mm. But, you were tired, though, weren't you, after that?
Yeah, white. I was knackered. It just, I didn't know what to
knackered.
Do.
I love that word.
Knackered.
Knackered. I feel like you're saying naked. Knackered.
Knackered. I'm knackered right now.
You don't look knackered.
No, well, I am knackered.
It's all that gym floor work.
We should. I might get down on the floor later.
I think you should.
You look like a roundabout.
Do you want to join me?
A roundabout?
I'll just film you.
A round off?
Do you know what a roundabout is?
I think
you don't get roundabouts in America, do you?
I'm not sure.
It's on a roundabout is like a junction on the road where you go round.
Oh,
island.
I thought you meant like a gymnastics move.
No.
No. You're stupid.
Did you do horsework when you were doing the gym?
Actually, not as much, no.
Hmm.
No, I did mostly floor and a little bit of beam.
What's that, working on a horse?
Yeah, horse, gym horse.
It's not a real horse.
Right. It's like a big box.
Do you know, my nickname is Horse.
Why?
Mm.
Can I just say, her eyes just...
They did, actually.
Whether you noticed it or not, they just went down. When I said that my nickname is Horse, you actually did go... You looked, which I think is outrageous.
I did not. I was looking at the whole picture and saying, why?
You did it again.
Does he have a tail? Does he have a tail? Turn around. Do you have a tail? No. I don't see a tail. See, I don't understand why you call
She's
you
She's looking
horse.
At your tail.
Yeah.
It's not because of that, was it? It's because
I don't have a tail, but I have a huge snake. But I don't want to really get into it.
I feel grubby.
Get down on the floor.
Wow.
I've written some heroes questions just to chat to you about.
Okay.
And then, later on, I think we should play our game, Shave the Cheerleader.
Shave the Cheerleader. I better win this. Mm-hmm. Oh, brilliant. My goodness.
Yeah. Listen, by the end of the show, you're going to get rid of that
That'll
mustache and beard.
Real nice. You'll look real nice bald.
Yeah, but you know what? When you go to the London Eye today, people will think, God, that bald-headed girl looks like the girl off Heroes, but they won't think it's you, so you won't get any hassle, and you'll be walking around.
Well, that's great. Yeah. That's great. That'll be fun, actually.
So you won't get fat, bearded men coming up to you and slobbering all over you. Which would be nice to get away from that.
I don't know. It might look quite nice bald.
Nah.
No.
Right, here are my questions, then. For all the Heroes fans, how many times did you have to fall off something while you filmed season one?
How many times have I had to fall off something?
Yeah.
One, two... maybe three times? I haven't fallen off a whole lot. I haven't fallen...
You fell off that
like
big
three
thing.
Three things. I fell off that quarry twice, right. The rock quarry twice. And then, have you seen the, everyone's here seen the entire first season?
No.
No.
No,
not on what? TV. We have, but the listeners haven't. Unless they've illegally downloaded it.
Which I've heard a lot of them have.
So don't give too much away. Mm.
So I'm not going to say anything about. I might fall off one other thing.
Loads of people listening now don't know that you die in the penultimate episode. Shit. So we can't
die in the what episode?
In the penultimate, it means second before last.
Oh, do I? I don't know. It's a regular occurrence for me.
Yeah. What's really funny? What happens is she takes her mask off and she's not a cheerleader, called Claire. You know, like Scooby Doo.
Mm. Oh yeah.
She's the old man who runs the amusement park.
You're comparing our guest to Scooby Doo.
No.
Thanks.
Do you know what? I've got to be honest. You're more Scrappy Doo.
Scrappy Doo.
Yeah. Remember Scrappy Doo?
Oh yeah.
What was that?
Aw, little itty bitty doggy.
He's about the same size as Penny Lane. Or Madison.
Whoa.
Do that again.
What's that voice?
I did nothing. I'm not doing it again.
If I talk about your dogs, will you get all kind of, you know, emotional and talking that silly doggy voice?
Never again. Never.
You do know, Hayden, your dogs will be missing you right now. They're probably crying.
Play the sad music while you're doing this. Okay. Good.
The dogs are probably crying right now. They're probably saying to themselves, "We miss Hayden. Why she's in London, there's no one to feed us and look after us." They've got English accents.
Yeah, I was going to miss from East London.
That's so sad.
It is so sad.
Do you try to make your guests cry all the time?
Only the ones that I want to get off with. And,
you hate dogs.
I do hate dogs. No, I don't. Oh, you dude, you ruined that then. She was on the verge of bawling her eyes out. And then I could have comforted her. Come here, my darling.
Oh, I see the old hug around trick.
Ooh. That's it.
This is probably a question that you've been asked loads of times, but I have to ask it just so all the nerds are happy. Out of all the special powers,
which one would I want in real life?
Which one do you think I have? And by the way, don't get confused with gifts and talents and special powers. I'm obviously very gifted. But I'm talking about...
You guys did not see that on air, but he just did like a pump. Like,
we're back to the horse thing again.
It's like a Beyonce.
I'm starting to realize why his nickname's horse.
You genuinely need saving at this point.
And then he woofs.
Right, so... do you want to know what my special power is?
I want to know, what is your special power?
I have a huge... I can levitate.
Can you? Let's see.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Now?
Right now.
I can do it later.
Along with your gymnastics.
Oh, I'll do it now.
You can actually, because this is good.
Do you know what? You're gonna be blown away.
Okay.
Don't come near me, by the way, because you might get electrocuted by my something or other. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see my feet?
Oh, I've seen this trick.
Shut your mouth. You ready?
Wow.
That is amazing.
Wow.
That's right.
Only works on one angle, but wow.
Whatever. Alright, what are the other questions? Have you started filming the second season yet?
We're up to episode 6.
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
do you film it in order?
Sometimes, right. we're shooting about 3 episodes at a time right now, because we're trying to avoid the little hiatuses that we had to take last season, and so we're on a very tight shift.
Okay.
And so sometimes we're filming different scenes from different episodes all day long, so no, it's not always in order.
When, do you know what your first line in the second season is? Your opening line?
No.
Okay, great. What?
I thought she was dead.
No, that was a joke.
That was obviously a joke.
Oh my goodness.
She can't die. That's her power, you moron. What's yours? Being stupid.
It doesn't matter. Said a foul word. Potty mouse.
Stupid.
Potty mouse.
Stupid's not rude.
Not as rude as the word I said.
Stupid. Do you think that's a rude word?
I'm just roasting you.
No, you're just what?
I'm rousting you.
Not roasting. Wow. Roasting.
I'm roasting Blimey. You.
No, you're not roasting me.
Spit.
8:47. Yeah. Good morning, everyone.
We need to have a chat. That means something else here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But it does involve. Anyway.
You're 18. I can tell you. You're a grown up now. But seriously, don't be saying to anybody while you're here anything to do with spit roast.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Oh, God.
As much as it is also to do with some kind of cooking and food.
It upsets the vegetarians.
Yeah.
That's
uh-oh.
The problem.
I'm quite happy to do an interview where I flirt and perv over you, but I have to draw the line at a certain point.
I think it's now.
Yeah.
Time for
Rick. Can you tell us anything about season 2 at all?
Season 2 takes place 4 months after where from where we left off, where we will leave off.
Right, okay,
in
very
season
clever.
1. And a lot has happened, and it's you kind of have to put the pieces of the puzzle back together and figure it out.
Have you read all the script? Do you know the story for season 2?
No.
You don't?
No, they won't give it to us. They will get the script maybe 2 or 3 days before we start filming that episode.
That's quite tough.
Yeah. You know, it's actually kind of okay because it's very spontaneous, you know, just the performances and the way you go about it. It, you know, works for me. I actually like it.
How many times a day, then, if you're doing that, do you get to a point where you're doing a very serious scene? And you're there, and let's say it's you and whoever it may be, and you go, but the thing is, oh, I can't bloody remember what it is, because you only got the script 2 days ago, and I don't know what my words are.
Last season, I spent most of the season crying, or last season for us, you guys are still on it, I spent a lot of the season emotional.
That's because you missed your dogs.
I know.
Mm. Penny Lane and Treehouse.
Madison.
Treehouse.
Whatever it is. Right, let's play a record, and then we're going to shave the cheerleader. And
or you.
And or me.
It depends who gets the most
preferably
or the less.
You.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
We're going to move hood. Yeah. No, you be afraid. You're going to get a ass whooping. And then we'll move Who Knows Dom to 9:30.
Yeah, because I'd rather hear about...
I think people would rather hear me shaving Hayden.
Exactly. Mm.
Shaving Hayden was a brilliant movie.
Oh, gosh.
Shaving Private Hayden. Tom Hanks was in it, and Matt Damon. I'll move on now. By the way, feel free to leave at any time if I freak you out.
Yeah, your cab's here, I think.
Yeah. Right, it's 10 to 9. Alan does, and I've got to say it's quite disgusting.
I will be hanging around later.
I bet.
Yeah.
He's very nice.
Peter Pacelli is on Joe Wiley's show. He's called Milo in real life. And there's a DJ called Milo who makes good dance records.
Oh, good.
He's
cool.
Scottish.
Scottish.
We should give Milo a Milo CD.
That'd be good.
But there isn't anybody called Hayden who makes CDs here.
No, there's one called Hayden who plays Anakin Skywalker. It's pretty cool.
Hayden's my middle name.
Really?
Aled Hayden Jones.
That's nice.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, no, it really is.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Wow. Mm. Cool.
But you won't be able to cop off with him because he's a gay. That's right.
He's a gay? Like
yeah, he's a gay.
Yeah.
I love it. You talk about it like it's a species.
He's a gay.
He's one of them.
Yeah, he's a gay.
He's a gay person.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's great.
But it means that you can't kiss him or anything like that. But he is allowed.
No, I think says who?
He's allowed to touch your boobs.
Oh,
and you can't say anything about it because he's gay.
But they freak me out.
What, boobs?
You do it all the time. And
I hear gay guys don't like boobs. They're like, ew, boobs, gross.
Yeah, but they always say they don't like them, but they have to touch them.
No, I don't.
There's so many women in this building who have said that you'll touch their boobs.
That's absolute lies.
Rubbish.
It's okay.
Laura and Megan push them in my face, but I kind of freak out.
Yeah, you know what? Girls love gay guys.
I'm gay.
Girls want to hook up with gay guys.
I'm gay. Hi, I'm gay. I'm gay. I love men. It's raining men. Hallelujah. Let's go out. I love men.
Okay,
don't worry about it. Thank you. Radio 1.
Oh, I know that sound.
I'll tell you what they can do in season two, is drop that man who talks all the way through it. He talks riddles and it doesn't make any sense.
Sendel?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's quite clever.
A man is a man if he wears pants. But a woman is a woman if she wears a dress. If a fat woman falls over in a forest, do the trees laugh? and it doesn't make any sense. That's what
only to you.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Oh, come on. You got to be clever. That means you might not get it. Maybe you should. Maybe you should stick to watching Scooby-Doo.
If you wear a hat, then they can't see your hair. But maybe they can see your hair if you wear a see-through hat. You go, what are you talking about? Shut up. I'm right
I
in the
disagree.
Oh, it doesn't
That's
make...
That's one thing we do not have in common.
Oh, dear.
I have to shave.
Panettiere, you're getting shaved.
Oh, I don't think so. I think not.
Yeah, you're going down. You're going down to Shave Head Town.
The game that I have is first to three. Questions on heroes.
Yeah.
And if you think you know the answer, shout out your name. So that'll be Hayden or Chris. Hayden, should we practice?
Okay.
You might want to explain the rules to Rick.
Okay, so simply, I'm going to read out a question. If you think you know the answer, shout out your name.
Okay, he's just going to shout out his name if he doesn't know the
answer.
Well,
you can do that too. You can
just cheat.
If he
cheater.
If he doesn't get it, then he'll be disqualified, and then you'll get the point.
Exactly.
Okay. Stop winning.
There you go.
Dave is the glamour assistant with the scores.
I'll keep score.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Question one.
Chris.
No.
See?
Who?
Oh, by the way, this indicates the start of the game.
Yahoo!
Yatta!
I like that. Okay. Who is Nathan Petrelli's brother?
Hayden.
Yes, Hayden.
Peter Petrelli, played by Milo Ventimiglia.
Is the correct answer.
One point to you.
You just shouted. Whatever.
Question two. What's the name of Nikki's alter ego?
Chris.
Oh, just Chris, I'm afraid.
Jessica.
Is correct.
There you go.
Get in. You're going down.
Bring it on.
One
baby.
Each. Yeah.
Question three.
Do I win?
Not yet. First of three. You're Who created yet. Heroes?
Hayden.
Oh. Yes, Hayden.
Tim Kring.
Is the correct answer.
Well, that's
cheating. Thank you.
It's on the start of the program every week.
Yeah, well, I forward through that bit.
Question four. What's the key facial difference between future hero
Chris.
And a real
time?
Yes, Chris.
He has facial hair.
A goatee's correct answer.
Yeah!
Did you know the question? He didn't even finish the question!
He doesn't know the questions.
There is only key
I wrote
differences.
These.
Ugh.
I'll stop whinging.
Fine.
Otherwise, I'll put you over my knee.
Two each, match point.
What was Silas' profession?
Hayden.
Oh!
Yes,
he
Hayden.
He was a watchmaker.
Is the correct answer.
Rubbish!
Let's go, baby!
Shaving.
I got the razor! Ow! Which part would you like shaved?
All of me.
I think we might need to do this in a bathroom or put some paper towels down.
Seriously, you're not in London long enough.
Damn it.
There.
There we go.
Yeah. You're getting way too carried away with that.
Go on, Chris. Go around there, then.
Go on.
Come on.
In the privacy of our own hotel suite.
You know you'd make Hayden do it now.
Yeah, shave him.
All right, just... By the way, can I just say, if someone's just switched the radio on now, that is a shaver for hair.
Hmm.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Isn't the game Shave the Cheerleader, though?
Yes, it is.
So you should really be wearing a cheerleader's outfit, Chris.
Oh, that would work.
Yes!
We have one.
What?
We do have a cheerleader's outfit.
No, you don't.
We do.
Well, I'm not wearing it. I have to go. Hayden has to move on. She's very busy. She has to leave. She's got, like, interviews with news and Comic-Con people.
Cheater.
But that'd be a good photo opportunity, wouldn't it? Hayden
actually.
Shaving you as a cheerleader.
How long is Rachel taking?
What was that laugh?
It's not as attractive as Hayden's outfit, but here is a cheerleading outfit.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
I will hate to see you in that. That is wonderful.
Pom-poms.
Look at the yellow pom-poms.
I'm not dressing as a cheerleader.
Put it on. It's like instead of take it off.
Listen, you may be fit, but forget it.
Take it off, then put it on.
You're all right. You're as bad as me. Good God.
So much in common.
Well, listen, maybe later tonight I'll wear it. I'll tell you what, let's go for dinner tonight and I'll wear the cheerleader outfit.
You cheated.
Forget that. Don't get out of the question. We'll go for dinner and I'll dress as a cheerleader.
We'll discuss.
Right. That's a no. Stop doing that. It's really weird. Hayden, has been lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
And good luck with season two and everything. And,
Thank you.
You're very good, and we all love you. And I hope you don't have to wear the cheerleader outfit again so that old men with beards don't drool over you.
I don't know. I wouldn't say goodbye to the cheerleading outfit just yet.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
But they if they drag it on like Lost, you'll be 29 years old wearing a cheerleader outfit.
I don't think my contract says I can stay that long.
Well, you know, they need to get those hours out of you. And Heroes continues to be the big smash that it is, so check it out on BBC, on BBC Two on
Wednesdays
and Sundays and whenever it's on days. Brilliant. Right, I'm going to go before Aidan has to shave me. I tell you what, let's play a record and then we'll do Tedious.
Cool.
Right? All right. Hi-Fi, how about, do you like Hi-Fi?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's a record from them.
Great.
Okay, brilliant. It's 4 minutes past nine.
Yahoo! Yucca!
You see, you know, for those people who've been texting in, you just, you don't realise the complexities of, what's wrong?
Nothing, I'm just going to put my ears back on normal. There you go.
Yeah, you don't realise the complexity and the brilliance, the cleverness of that all scripted interview. Hayden and I and Dave worked on that script for that interview. It's all scripted.
She wrote half of it.
She wrote a lot of it. You know, we've been flying back and forth to LA and working on it. And see, the gag is, I start off, you know, flirting with her, but then end off the interview, I'm the one saying, no, no, get off me. You see, it's very
She wanted to take the roast and barbecue stuff further, but, you know, we didn't allow because
listen, there's...
Enough is enough.
There are limits.
I love the fact... Forget the roasting. I love the fact that she's left with a mug signed by you.
I signed a Chris Moyles mug for Hayden, and which she will be leaving in her hotel room when she packs her bag to leave. Well, she promised she's going to bring it with her. Bless her.
The cleaner will have it.
I'm going to wait until she goes before I start saying how cute she is. She's very cute. She is tiny. She took her heels off and she is tiny. But in that kind of, in that adorable height thing, you know, you can put your arm around them without having to lift your arm up. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think most famous people are smaller than you think in real life?
Has she gone?
No.
Yeah, Dominic's giving me the thumbs up.
Well, she's outside.
She's so fit, man.
Do you know what they're doing? I've never seen this before. They're having to manage the Pepper Army outside.
Are there
so many that they're actually putting them into a line.
Film it. So they got like crash barriers.
We're gonna film it now.
Okay.
From the aftermath. She's nice. She's nice. She's good. And you know, this is our second guest this week who warms up towards the end of the interview. By the time it's time to say goodbye, we're just firing.
We should start them at 7, shouldn't we? And then by 8, they'd be rocking.
Exactly.
Well, maybe Alid could do the pre-interview in the studio and then bring
them off,
in.
Rachel.
Yahoo!
Anyway, very good.